Premier, we have a number of Australians who are stuck in Egypt, and particularly Victorians, who are scathing of their assessment of what isn't being done on their behalf. One of them is on the line. Tracy Dupuy is in the airport hotel in Cairo, and she's, I think, calling for help. What's the situation now?
Well, we were in the airport for probably 28 to 30 hours, and we actually decided to get out of the airport for our own safety. And now we're stuck in a hotel room at the airport, hoping to get out.
And when are you hoping to get out?
Well, we're being told there's a plane on Wednesday, but we've not got any details about it. They've told us we've got seats on it, but we don't know times or, you know. The rumours are it may not come, but there's lots of rumours around at the moment.
Tracy, Ted Bailey, can I ask you, when you say we, is that just you and another, or is there a group of you?
I'm travelling with my two daughters.
Yeah, and are there others in the same situation?
Yes, we've picked up another couple of guys because three women at the airport, it was very unsafe last night. We found some lovely guys from Queensland who have joined our group, basically. So there's five of us travelling. And I know there's another couple we met this evening when we got to the hotel.
And do you have the number of the embassy in Cairo?
It's closed.
It's closed. Well, that's obviously a starting point, but you've rung that number, have you?
Yes, we've rung it numerous times while we've been here trying to get out. And it was all, the Friday, Saturday, which are holidays here, it was closed. And we've just been unable to get through. We've had to go through Canberra or via our families.
Tracy, are you safe where you are now?
Yes, we are. We feel safe at the moment, yes. We lost all our mobile phones and we still don't have internet.
Ted Bailey, is there anything that the state government can do to try and explain the situation that you've just had explained to you firsthand by Tracy?
John, obviously clarification of those flight details need to be put in place, and those who have bookings on that flight need to be contacted urgently.
Are you critical of the federal government response that's a day or two after other countries have made arrangements?
I don't think I'm in a position to be critical. I'm in a position to provide a little bit of information which we have received, but we'll certainly make contact with the Prime Minister's office and invite them, and I trust they'll probably be monitoring this broadcast anyway.
Jenny Morrow has just got out of Egypt. She's originally from Shepparton.
Oh, we've just arrived in London. We left Cairo today at 1 p.m. and came via Athens with Aegean Air.
So were you frightened at any stage, Jenny? Were you worried about your safety?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we had three failed attempts to get out. We were booked on Egyptian Air on an 11:30 flight. We left our hotel the first night and we spent 4 hours in the coach, blacked out, curtains drawn. And that was very scary because they were all out on the streets. And when the coach stopped, it was, you know, banging on the windows. And we got to the airport, and Barry, our tour leader, went inside, and he said, "Oh, I'm sorry, the flight has been cancelled." So it was a 4-hour round trip. Our driver was absolutely marvellous. He took us. I lost count of all the U-turns we did in back streets, and just to keep away from the rioters. So we got safely back in our hotel the next night. There's no food or drink at the airport. It is absolute chaos.
Obviously, this situation is frightening for a lot of people, and those who've managed to get out, I'm sure, are grateful to be out. There is a core message here that we shouldn't ignore, and that is that the advice from DFAT and the Commonwealth Government is that no one should be travelling to Egypt at this stage, and anybody who's contemplating travel or having booked travel needs to actually take stock and realise that it's not somewhere they should currently go, and they should now be making alternative plans.
And not just Egypt, right across the region, you aren't sure what's going to happen next. Jenny, you take care. I'm glad you're safe, even though you're not where you expected to be, and thank you for your call this morning.